Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here, Cal Banyan's Hypnocetra, and I'm back for part three with Brenda Titus, and we're talking about what? We're talking about that one thing that most hypnotists don't do, that if you did do it, it would make a profound have a profound effect on your success, the success of your business, how well you do hypnosis, and as we opened up and mentioned in last session, kind of some empathy you have for what your clients are going through, and that is actually getting sessions for yourself. So I'm here with Brenda. Let me tell you about Brenda. Brenda Titus is a, along with Erica Flint, rising stars in the profession. Why? Because you give, and you know what's going to happen? People are going to take notice. And when you teach, you learn. When you share, you receive. And from day one in this profession, she has been helping other hypnotists. I saw that, and I said, Brenda, you need to come on to our podcast. And in addition to that, proper mental attitude, that proper background of sharing. She's also someone that has an educational and business background in that. She's been in the talk therapy business before she came to hypnosis. She worked as a rape crisis counselor. She has a bachelor's degree in sociology, has a master's degree in criminology, and here she is putting together topics like this for you and bringing them on the show. How are you doing, Brenda?
I am doing wonderful, Cal. Thank you so much for having me today. And thank you everybody for tuning in to this really interesting topic. I'm loving sharing what I've learned. I always love the opportunity to share as a relatively new hypnotist, to be able to share with all of you so that you guys can all just grow in the profession along with me and along with Erica, and to learn from Cal as we ask him all of these questions. And so I want to tell you, oh my gosh, Cal is the expert in my world. He definitely is, but he's received almost every single award in the profession. He is the hypnosis celebrity. He's had years and years of these weekly podcasts that he has put out to really give back to the profession, to really help grow the profession, to help continuing education, ongoing enthusiasm towards the profession, so that everybody can learn and grow and be the best that we can be, so that we can help our clients be the best that they can be. And Cal has been on TV, he's been on radio, promoting his books, promoting hypnotism, and really training the best of the best in hypnosis that works. And as we continue to talk today about this process, I've got to tell you, it works. It really works. And I'm so thrilled to be here to talk about this process from the person that I learned everything from. Cal has just been such a great mentor, and especially in 5th Path and 7th Path. I'm thrilled to be here to share a little bit more about what I have learned through this process of becoming a client.
Thank you very much, Brenda. Hey, yes. If you folks out there, you're already certified, or if you want to be certified, you know what? You need to think about stepping into 5th Path. And I could talk about it a lot, but here's the deal. We got July course coming up. We have an October course coming up. And if you can do it at any time you want with the 5th Path 2.0 set, that's, most people do it live, but even the people that go the live course, you know what they do? They pick up the 5th Path 2.0 so they can take the material home, so they can take the demonstrations home, so they can take the videos of me doing the work home. So there you go. I said it. Take it from there, Brenda.
Excellent. Wow. Well, you know, as I've been thinking about this, and, you know, we've been tackling kind of major elements each week as we've been going through this series. So we started out by why would you want to even go out and become a client and experience it for yourself? So go back and check that out. And last week we talked about the literal process of becoming a client and what it feels like to do it for yourself and to really experience it for yourself. Today we're going to talk about age regression and forgiveness work just a little bit more. And I guess the best way to really explain in a nutshell is that when you experience it for yourself, because you know yourself better than anybody else knows you, right? So as you out there are thinking about experiencing it for yourself, it can help you truly extrapolate to understand your clients and what they're experiencing. By experiencing, you know, obviously for me it was experiencing 5th Path, because that's what I'm trained in, that's what I do, that's what the person that I saw does, but by literally experiencing age regression for yourself and forgiveness work, it helps you understand what your clients are going through. So that is what we are going to talk about today. So as kind of a little bit of a preview for those people who aren't aware, obviously Cal is a huge proponent of age regression therapy, and I'm so excited that he's going to have a two-day training this summer at post-training at the convention. So excited to be able to bring the concepts of age regression that we all as Five Pathers do to kind of the broader field, because I can't even begin to tell you how valuable that tool is, and especially the way that Cal does it. And so actually in Cal's training, we practice doing age regression. So a lot of people have done, you know, maybe even in any of you, as you're out there in training, you probably had maybe some regress to a happy time, maybe even affect bridging, where, you know, you're at a happy time and you're feeling great, and then you experience another happy time. But as Five Pathers, you know, Cal really does a process of focusing on that feeling inside of you that you don't like, and following that feeling back to where it began. And I've got to tell you, I've done it before in class, but to really focus on it one-on-one, there you are with a one-on-one hypnotist, it really changes how you experience what your clients are going through. And like I said, it's not just about having compassion for what your clients are going through, but to really focus on that feeling and to realize what a huge block it is to holding you back. And then to really go through the process of healing that feeling is incredible. And it can change your practice. It can change your capacity for being able to do the work that you do. So that's my beginning on that. What do you think about that, Cal?
Well, you know, as you're talking about that, I'm thinking that, you know, it's this theme of being a true believer, and true believers are unstoppable. And I'm just aching to hear what, and I kind of talked about it before, what changed in your actual practice of hypnosis? I mean, what happened that is different? I know you talked about empathizing more, but did you ever really change anything, or was it just an attitudinal shift or a confidence shift? What happened?
Okay, so there we go. Both a confidence shift, an attitude shift. And one of the things that we talk about with being an age regression therapist is being ruthless. And by being in the chair and understanding how you gotta get right to the beginning, go back as far back as you can, following that feeling back and really digging it up. Yes, it really truly works. And as hypnotists, we have to not be afraid. And I really learned that in the age regression part about don't be afraid. So that was the big thing that I learned in age regression part was to not be afraid to dig in deep. And even when they're saying, because I was going, no, get me out of here, I don't want to be here, to just stick with it. And so now I really know to not be afraid, to know that I can get my client through the age regression, get them to the source, get them to the beginning, and it can change everything for them. So that was the big nugget for age regression that I really got. And I also really learned a lot about, you know, one of the things that I learned in age regression is that I actually experienced a situation in my age regression, Cal, that when I went back and told my mom how amazing my sessions were going, and she said, well, I don't think that whatever it was that I told her, she said, I don't think that really happened. And I said, well, Mom, don't you know? It's not about what actually happened. It's about what I believed about what happened and how my perceptions. And so, again, going with that concept of being able to answer your client's questions about, was that real? Did this really happen? Is that what's going on? About really understanding, because I know my life better than anybody else does, except for, you know, maybe my parents, to be able to say, well, sometimes it's about our perceptions of what happened. To really understand how one little seedling can create this huge, you know, problem to experience that for yourself again, like I said, and helps you truly become a true believer, and so that you can be ruthless in your age regression, so that you can really dig deep and help your clients dig deep. So that's what I have to share about experiencing age regression. Of course, I want to share one other thing, which is that, you know, sometimes by experiencing age regression for yourself, you can also experience things like we've talked about here with, you know, doing soul work and, you know, really understanding your life's purpose and all of that. So it's a lot of really great elements to, once you've cleared out that feeling that's been holding you back, to really then understand and have gratitude for your life and your experiences that you've had, so that you can make that shift and start helping other people, specifically when you're a hypnotist becoming the client. So that's what I have to share about being in the chair to do age regression. Anything that you'd like to add on that, Cal, before I go on to some forgiveness work discussion?
Well, you know, I think that what is really important is I saw that you talked about how you became a more powerful hypnotist, where maybe in the past you would have not pushed the client so much. Having been through the process with someone who was more experienced, that really understood that you have the ability, you know, I use this term ruthless compassion, and I mean, you know, you've got to be ruthless and compassionate at the same time to encourage and cajole and convince the client to go where the protective part of their mind has not been wanting to go for so long, and not going there, not experiencing those experiences, not examining those earliest perceptions that are probably erroneous, has what's been continually generating the problem no matter what they've done. So that was a huge thing for you, right?
Massive. Just, I mean, you know, I would have told you that I was doing some great work before, but now to really understand it for myself, and especially, you know, when clients are just saying, you know, no, I don't want to be able to say, it's okay, you can do it. You know, let's do it. Come on, I know what I'm doing. And so that was huge. But I also want to talk about, oh my gosh. So obviously Cal is the master of age regression. He's out there teaching age regression, huge proponent of age regression. But what I've learned from Cal about forgiveness and being a five pather and learning forgiveness of others and forgiveness of self, and then, like I said, experiencing it for myself, it really changed everything for me, Cal.
How are you feeling right now as you're talking about it?
I'm so thankful. I have so much. I just truly experiencing forgiveness work. Actually, in the end, my age regression was incredibly valuable, but there were so many insights that happened both professionally and personally with forgiveness work. So I'd like to talk a little bit about that today, Cal, because I definitely saw myself, I saw different clients that I've worked with as I did my own forgiveness work. And some people might be surprised to hear, I had 3 forgiveness of other sessions before we actually ever moved on to forgiveness of self. And I would tell you, oh, I didn't even need that much, right? You know, but there was some stuff brewing down below inside. What do you think about that, Cal?
Well, how many times have we heard that? Oh, I've dealt with that. But then we take them through the forgiveness process that we do as five pathers, with the 10 keys to forgiveness and the expression of emotion and the insights that we do. It is such a profound and complete forgiveness that it's just something that was unfathomable by the client prior to that, and especially when they thought they had already dealt with it. Isn't that right?
Amazing. Yes, exactly. When you say, well, I thought I already dealt with that, or quite frankly, you know, one of the things that I really experienced is that, you know, I mean, typical, you deal with mom and dad and things like that. And I was already kind of like, oh, you know, it's okay. And so my first forgiveness, I probably didn't, I went through it and it was kind of like, that was really great. And yes, I can see that other person's side and all of that. But I unloaded on another session. And it wasn't even anybody that, like, as a hypnotist, I probably wouldn't have necessarily thought to put this second person in the chair. Kind of a secondary person in my life, but there was so much that had just come up that just hit every single one of my buttons about, you know, not good enough and feeling left out and stuff like that. And so to really have that experience, to be able to realize what I was allowing that person to do in my life, it made such a huge change in me being able to say, I can't do this anymore. I can't allow myself to experience that anymore. And I quite frankly would have never realized without having gone through this process what that was like. But then, Cal, so like I said, I had 3 forgiveness of other sessions. And one of the really interesting things that happened was that in the midst of, you know, when we do forgiveness, we have the other person in the chair and, you know, we're going through this, you hurt me when, you made me think, you made me feel. And I actually really experienced almost like an age regression insight that in the end was kind of one of those moments that really changed everything and that we'd completely missed an age regression. And I've seen that with my clients, Cal, and I wanted to ask you what you thought about that.
Well, you know, one of the things is, two things. I want to answer your question. I want to say something else first. And that is, if you don't deal with this underlying stuff, the old fears, the old angers, the old guilts, then what's going to happen is the protective part of your mind, part of the subconscious mind, will keep you from doing the things or interacting with people that might bring up some of those old feelings. And it works in the background. And what happens is your life becomes like a minefield, and you start going this way and this way and trying to get around this. And, you know, the shortest point between A and B is a straight line, but you're going all over the place trying to get to point B. And so uncovering this stuff. And the thing is, sometimes you don't even know what it is, and you wonder why you're spinning your wheels so much trying to get done when other people are moving along more quickly. Now, remind me what your question was again.
Oh, that I got this incredible insight in the midst of forgiveness work and the release that actually...
Yeah, I got it now.
Yeah.
Okay, so one of the things is the age regression work, and it depends on what you're in for. If you're in like for a fear, phobia, that kind of stuff, then the issue you're working on is fear and what caused the fear and who is associated with the fear. And it's very much a one-track thing. But if you're in for a too much behavior, like eating too much or drinking too much or working too much or working out too much or whatever the too much behavior is, blaming, kicking the dog too much, whatever it is, then you have your initial cause and whatever emotion that is, and it's dealt with the age regression. But the problem is, once you've learned to do that feel bad, distract cycle, as explained in the book, The Secret Language of Feelings, and on the website, The Secret Language of Feelings, and we probably have 1 or 2 podcasts on The Secret Language of Feelings, is that once you've learned to kind of handle the stress or the anger, whatever it was, with the distractor, you then generalize that distractor to handling many different things. So like, let's say it was fear that you started managing with the distractor, the eating too much or drinking too much or smoking too much or whatever it is. Well, then when you get into a situation where you're angry and you never resolve that anger, now you have fear and anger, and you be smart enough to figure out you can also manage the anger through the distraction. And so what happens is you're working on the one issue, the eating too much behavior, then in the age regression you deal with the fear and other related emotions that are not based in reality, and then the anger, either righteous anger based in reality or false anger, can be dealt with in the forgiveness of others work. And so that's why new insights come up. This is why we're not just age regressionists as 5-pathers, because age regression alone, although it's like the hugest technique, the most powerful tool we have, it's not the beginning and the ending. It's not the end all. So much more insight work can be done in phase 3, phase 4, and phase 5. How's that?
Yes, exactly. I mean, just like I told Cal the other day in the lunchroom, I keep writing wow on my notes when I was preparing for this, because it literally propelled my forgiveness work in a way. And like I said at the beginning of today's episode, you understand your life better than anybody else. When you experience sessions for yourself, you're going to understand your life exponentially better. And by understanding your life through the lens of this incredible work that you're doing, it's going to help you be able to help other people. And I just can't even begin to tell you. I mean, like I said, that moment in my forgiveness session literally brought the every single insight that I needed to be able to do next week's episode when we talk about results. What do you think about that, Cal?
I think I have to wrap it up. All right. Thank you very much, Brenda, for being on the program, bringing up this important topic. I believe we're going to have one last part, at least to this program, be coming up on this topic, coming up next week. And gosh, I wonder what that's going to be about. I know it's going to be something that just pulls it all together and you go, wow, like Brenda's going, wow. In the meantime, check out my classes, check out my training materials. It's all here on calbanion.com. CalBanion.com. And also, I want to see you at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention, in our talks, in our certification course, Age Regression Certification. It's going to rock. First time ever. Be in that class. All right, Cal Banion, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banion and the Banion Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved. For private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.